Aloha, and Nyawa Skanakagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, here with you for this next hour. Of course, we're going to listen to some amazing music from wildly talented indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to pull up a chair and turn it up and sing along. My featured artist today is Alexa Dawson, Potawatomi, originally from Oklahoma. She moved to Kansas in 2006 and has been there ever since. We're going to talk about a number of projects that she's involved with, including Haleon and Weta Skirts. Of course, her collaboration with Stanley Hotel and the Soggy Bottom Boys, or is it the Foggy Memory Boys? I forget. In addition, our conversation is going to extend beyond music into a shared love of sustainable agriculture and the need for food sovereignty. And of course, kicking things off is one of Alexa's solo tracks. It's a new song, and you're listening to Gino.
This is not the way that I thought the world would end. And though we're far apart, I'm so thankful for my friends. And we will not despair, we'll take this opportunity to better our relations, because we're one big family. Love is the message. Love is the deed. Open our minds up, new eyes to see the way it has always been done is now gone. This is our moment to sing a new song. This is our be ready when it comes. We can change the world with kindness, cause the darkness to run. One thing you must remember when you're pressed against the wall, that love is never wasted and the end comes to all. Love is the message. Love is the deed. Open our minds up, new eyes to see the way it has always been done is now gone. This is our moment to sing a new song. This is our moment to sing a new song.
As we get into our listening on today's edition of Gino, it's Alexa Dawson, and one of her more recent singles, New Song, released back in April of 2021. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, and I'm super excited to have not only a musical chat, a little bit of an agricultural chat, a poetic chat with Alexa Dawson. Nyawe Skano to you, Alexa, and thank you so much for joining me on Gyno today. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking, Brett.
This is going to be fun, and I know that I've already said that a few times, and you're probably rolling your eyes as I say that too. But
oh, no, it's already fun.
Yeah. You know, there's something magical about the entanglement of agriculture and arts and things like that. In fact, I dare say mm-hmm. that that's at the root of a lot of our artistic expression in times old, in olden times, right? Let's see. Where do we want to start? We're going to be listening to a lot of different tunes today from Haleon. Also, we're going to talk about Weta Skirts. We're going to talk about future plans, your solo work. But let's rewind all the way back. Please, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, bozo. I'm on Desmica. Bode Wami Anishinaabe Koyendao. Shishibeni and Debendagwas. Oklahoma and Dotsbia, Mina, Kansas, Nshkode and Data, Jigwe Ondodem. I'm Alexa Dawson. I am living here in Osage and Kansa Territory in the beautiful Flint Hills of Kansas. And I'm from Oklahoma, down at the Citizen Potawatomi Nation, south of Shawnee, Fire Lake. And I am a mother, I'm a musician, I'm a gardener, I'm a community connector. I hate to say leader because really it's just more about making connections.
Yeah, sure.
And I love music. I love camping, being outdoors, stuff like that.
And long walks on the beach, right?
I don't have any beaches nearby. My beach is very cow poopy, but I still walk along them. So, yeah.
Well, Alexa, thank you so much for that brief introduction. And again, I think it's quickly becoming apparent to listeners why I'm so enthusiastic about today's chat, because I have been involved more and more with gardening and community responsibilities and how the arts tie into all that. And I'm really looking forward to picking your brain a little bit today. And to see how your craft has kind of become enmeshed into what it is right now. So you were born and grew up in Oklahoma, but you've been in Kansas, it's my understanding, since about 2006, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. I moved here when I met my youngest daughter's father, and I just fell in love with the Flint Hills. I also love my home, Oklahoma. I go back there quite a bit and have a lot of family and friends still down there. So I do kind of have two homes now, thanks to this beautiful place. And right now I'm living in the country. I'm kind of making a sad move about moving into town, but it's time for me to do that because I want to start urban gardens. I think that's the greatest need and the best use of time and energy right now. That's my next step, I believe.
Urban gardening was kind of my action project for this Cornell Cooperative Extension course that I took on master gardening. And I full-heartedly agree that we need to transform some of this negative, underutilized space into something productive. And let's be honest, gardening teaches us a whole hell of a lot about community as well.
That's true. And it has to be done in community. You know, it's so much harder to shell peas when you're doing it on your own. It's so much harder to just do any project around the farm when it's only you doing it. And I think that there has always been sort of this back to the land type movement to get like out of the pollution, but then we end up becoming the pollution, right? we're the ones in the pristine space of not letting everything else live. So where the food is needed, you know, is in the cities. And that's, I think, too, where the connection to earth is most needed, is in the places where there's the most concrete.
Sure. Well, all right. Let's pivot a little bit now at this point. Let's talk about how your love of gardening inspires your musical creations too, because you do have a very down-to-earth and connected kind of sound. Is that fair to summarize?
I would appreciate that summary, sure. I can't tell you that it is intentional at all. It is just the way that the land affects you when you're out on it. You know, it's just kind of the way that you communicate is in humming a tune or just feeling a rhythm to an animal relative, or feeling the trickle of the water, you know, all of these different things that are musical and artistic and creative, that just somehow infuse their way into your work, whatever it is that you're doing. And I happen to be doing acoustic music, which I think is often considered to be more earthy, because you have the wood, you know, of the instruments, and you have sort of the more, you know, physical elements of creating the sound than in electronic music.
Yeah, but that's not to say that you're opposed to electronic music. In fact, I want to kind of talk about, I want to even tie all that in. You're very open-minded, and you may have been a little bit more a Luddite at one point. You know, it's got to be an analog instrument, but you know, well, we'll catch back up on all that in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, why don't we just go ahead and get right into the music now? Who are you listening to, and who do we need to include in today's show?
Well, I would love to hear Bloomsday by Samantha Crane. I really love Samantha's work and admire her as an artist and as a an Indigenous woman from Oklahoma specifically. And her song Bloomsday has a beautiful video and is actually hopefully going to win a NAMA, so we'll see.
Oh, you know what? I apologize about my lack of manners as well. Congratulations on your NAMA nomination as well.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, so
it's a dream come true. Thank you.
For sure, for sure. Who else? Who else are you digging these days?
Oh, so I'd also like to bring up my brother Basil. And just, I've been thinking a lot about my sweet friend, and we'll love it if you would play Powwow Highway by Basil.
All right, you got it. So Basil and Samantha Crane before our show is up. So as we get back into your groovy tunes, let's start with Haleon and one from the Family and Friends album. What track do you recommend that we throw on from that album today?
Well, it is my favorite one of the Haleon albums so far, and there's so many really good ones. But the one that gets me every time is Let Me In. And that song was written by Bailey Kate. And I have a grown daughter she's 22, and that song just always makes me think of her, and I love it so much. So Let Me In, that would be my pick today.
Well, you heard the lady. Getting into our next block of great tunes from Alexa Dawson. Kicking things off is Haleon's Let Me In from Family and Friends, and you are listening to Gyno.
My friend, you've got it wrong. Don't you see I've been the one here? And if you find yourself
Drive my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gun and sack sitting in the shade, all laid back. Oh, that's what I'm gonna do. I've got half a mind to stay. Don't you know it's true? That's all right with me. That's all right with you. Spend the rest of my days all laid back. You know that's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Everybody's wondering.
Samantha Crane's Bloomsday, one of Alexa Dawson's recommendations, and of course a great way to wind down that set of listening on today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, I'm joined, of course, on the line with Alexa Dawson. We're discussing her plethora of projects, including Hey Leon. We're going to talk a little bit about Weta Skirts before our discussion is up. I do have some of Alexa's solo tunes coming as well. Let's rewind back a little bit and talk about Weta Skirts. This is an earlier project of yours, yeah?
Yeah. Weta Skirts, I've been working with them since about 2008. It took us a while to get our stuff together, to get our album recorded in 2016. Our first one was called Many Moons, and that's actually released under the name The Skirts. Long story to that. And then a couple years later, we released Mother. And Weta Skirts have been my friends for years and years and years. These are some of my very best friends, actually, and we all just happen to play instruments. And in fact, some of the ladies got instruments so they could join the band.
Oh, wow.
And we just like spending time together. So that is really, it's not even a labor of love. It's just love.
Yeah. And this band, as life tends to take people in kind of different directions, that's kind of what happened with this project, right? You basically
happened. Yeah, a little bit. We all just have been in different stages of life. When you have five or six women getting together, you know, there's babies, there's jobs, there's moves, there's all kinds of things. But we do keep up with each other, you know, even when we're not playing music. And we do have some shows booked for this summer. So I'm really excited to kind of get back with my girlfriends and have a good time. We just really love playing music together. And it's just pure joy.
Oh, very cool. You mentioned that the second project from Weta Skirts was called Mother. I couldn't help but notice that your most recent single is also entitled Mother. Is there a connection there?
Absolutely. It's the same song. So when I first wrote Mother, I went down to my friend's studio down in Oklahoma near my hometown of Chandler, and was helping them on some backup vocals, Stanley Hotel, actually. They're kind of an indie rock band, and I was helping them with backup vocals, and they, when we got done, said, you got anything you want to mess around with? And I said, sure, I just wrote this song and I would love to get it down. So I put it down. And then a couple months later, they sent me this track that had their backing accompaniment on it. And I just fell in love with it. And I put it on SoundCloud for a long time. And then we released the Skirts album that had Mother on it and titled it Mother. My best friend and bass player, Sarah Bays, was pregnant during the recording of that album. So it just seemed fitting that that was the time for that song. I love every single version of that song. But since the original recording was sort of getting dusty on SoundCloud, I thought, you know, why not re-release this and really give it the attention that I thought it deserved? So went ahead and put it back out on all platforms.
Well, I think it's pretty neat, too, that the Stanley Hotel version, if I'm understanding you correctly, mm-hmm. was a little bit of a surprise for you then, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't really, didn't really give him any direction. I just kind of put it down, and I really trusted those guys. I'm actually a fan, you know, of their music. So I just kind of told them, whatever you want to do, make it sound good. Yeah. I trust you. And they did, and I got it back, and it was just absolutely perfect. So that's the story on that track, and I just felt like it needed to be shared.
I love how gentle it is, and that gives it a little bit of a lullaby kind of quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Alexa, let's get back into the music. We have a lot more great tunes to enjoy today. As a matter of fact, I think this is a great opportunity to get into the track we're discussing right now, featuring Stanley Hotel, released October 29th of 2021. Turn it up and sing along. Asaranode, nanganigainote. You ought to sing along with this song. It's Mother, today on Gaino.
Face toward the sun.
Stay.